Welcome to Lafayette Radio, more than a podcast. Today, we're having a conversation that is interesting. From the perspective of friends as well, or acquaintances, if I may add, it will be about image and representation of image. And in discussing these, or having this discussion, I have Collide. We call him Collide. I don't know what other name to call him other than Collide, because we've known him as Collide. His name can be Dakpo. But we've known him as Collide. And his handle is Collide Prime too. So I guess it's right to say I have Collide and I have Nimbe. Now, Collide is a visual artist. And he's done a lot. Let's say he has a lot of experience under the belt, or with the belt, whichever one. Because under the belt, I'm referring to organs. But Nimbe, on the other hand, happens to be a travel consultant. But the point here is Nimbe, it seems to identify with the fact that before he is his work or business, there's something else that he is. And my own goal here would mostly be to link both concepts to see if we can make some level of sense with image and representation, but in also, first of all, self-assured, like you're self-assured about the image and representation that you are maybe discussing. So those are the two guests. But I'll take it over to you guys so you can give them like a bit more slight info about yourselves before we commence.
Collide. Yes. I was surprised last week my dad called me Collide out of the blues, and he would never do that. And he started calling me Collide, and I was like, but you know, you go back to Adi Dakpo when he's hungry.
Yeah.
So like, that's what everybody calls me now. So I'm a creative person. I don't want to be boxed into that sketch illustrator only.
Because you're also a rapper. A dope one too.
You get, thanks. Yeah. That's a lot too coming from you. You get. So I'm a thinker, deep thinker, creative person, and I also make content. I make content for my personal brand, which is called I Wonder Comics, and I also make content working for ad agencies, basically. Okay. So I've worked for 6 ad agencies in the space of 14 years. Do you get? Like, immediately we left school, it was bam, work starts. Yes, because even within school, I was already doing freelance work. it's been a very challenging, you know, up and down, you know, experience for me.
Okay.
And every day I learn something new.
Of course.
Do you get? I want to end my intro with this. I want to see Africa and Africa's representation, the image of Africa on the world stage. Do you get? Because I feel that our story, so many stories, like there's so many deep stories we have that they haven't been told yet. And I don't think I would be able to live with myself if I don't
contribute at least to making that happen. You know what's funny about this is, when you say something about stories, I'm sure even Nimbe was like, because what makes this beautiful is Nimbe is I've had conversations with him. No human is perfect, so I understand that clearly. But inside that imperfection, perfect did it. And if there's one thing that I've known about him is he's always been a free giver of information according to our ancestral heritage. So the Africa I want to see on the world stage, before world stage, first of all, what is Africa? You get what I mean? Like, so I guess on that note, I'll pass it to Nimbe now. Like,
yeah, thank you very much. I'm Nimbe. So the introduction by my brother, I think I would like to put it in a proper context. I'm Nimbe, a Babalawo, as a spiritual application, and a travel consultant as a profession. Because I've been a Babalawo before being a travel consultant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then again, I've always wanted to have an opportunity where I can tell to the world that anything spirituality, you have to be able to separate professionalism from being from spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I'm talking about economic professionalism from being from spirituality. Yeah. Spirituality has to be something, because we're helping people, we're helping humanity,
ourselves.
We're helping ourselves.
Yeah.
People generally means myself, I'm yeah. part of the people, you get yeah. what I'm saying? So we are helping ourselves, and the main goal of spirituality is, you know, with the spiritual knowledge, leaving this world better than you meet it. You understand what I'm saying?
Excuse me. Isn't that funny that he claims the main goal of spirituality is living this world that is not spiritual better than you met it? Like, oh, it's the yin and the Chinese yin and yang. I mean, that's the concept.
Yeah. So, image representation. Yes. If I had introduced myself from the entrance that, oh, I'm Babalawo, I probably wouldn't even have the kind of audience that I have coming.
No,
in.
They won't believe me.
You understand what I'm saying? So
it's in my rights being.
You understand? So I kind of like always try as much as possible to put that forward before being, you know, introduced as a travel consultant.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's it.
It's interesting. I've always wanted, because I feel like the value of whatever we believe in
mm-hmm.
is in, first of all, foundationally, who we are, if we know that. Mm-hmm. So you are learning, but what are you learning as? You know mm-hmm. what I mean? You're learning, what are you learning as? And with image representation, as I was banting with him, it just dawned on me that, you know, so when people see Babalawo, they say, it's in by white bead image representation.
Yeah.
Like, it's a typical thing. Something as trivial as that can be what validates a cartoon sketch from Awanda Comics if he forgets to put the white bead on the Babalawo's right hand. If he forgets to do that, or if he claims there's an Ifa. So if you're making an animated character, for example, and he has Ifa background, if the bead no get certain colors, no worry yourself. If the bead where they have no get certain colors, because he's right here, he can testify.
Yes.
And this is not to validate or discriminate or maybe judge your work. It's just what do you say, Adaiba? It is exactly what has been ordained as the path to represent such.
Okay.
So the idea of us having this conversation is image and representation.
Mm-hmm.
If you, like you said, you want to, it's funny how I told you guys, we're not going to have any rehearsal. You're just going to come here and we're going to have a conversation.
Yeah.
And you say you want to see Africa at the top stage of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Africa, where they go top stage of the world, we don't know, say our Asha Ebile D. Don't be really, really Africa now, is it? Like, you get what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I want to let us know that the truth is our culture, our shower, all those things, they've been stolen from us and they're being told, and we don't even know under our noses.
Do you know, I'm sorry to say, I need to say this to you.
Let me just give you an
example. Please remind me of Black Eyed Peas. I need to tell you.
let me just drop this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Any anime head, do you get, or if you're into anime, Japanese anime or cartoons, please go on Netflix and go and look for Yasuke. Yasuke was the only in history was the only black samurai that I think it was under Oda Nobunaga war.
I started to watch Shogun. Yasuke, but
bro, did you watch the part where they showed this medicine man that will do certain spells and like a huge Benin warrior will come and start fighting? Did you watch that part?
You know, Yasuke starts with a lot of conversation.
Bro.
And I'm there like, which one be anime about somewhere every day? Talk. I just like,
That guy, like when I saw it, I was screaming. I was like, yo, this is African culture here.
Yeah.
Do you get in Japan, and They're using it. They're telling our stories. We are not.
They're not even telling our stories. They're sampling
exactly.
our stories.
They're sampling our characters already. They're already yes. using them.
Yes.
Do you get? So I'm like, okay, who was the African on this team?
The thing is, you know, there's the general idea. The same way people think they know Nigerians, right? But then there's the real Nigerian agenda. Like, there's the real, what makes you a Nigerian? And yeah. But not to dive into those conversations. For me, if they say they are representing Africa, bro, let me advance an argument. It's important that I know that I'm a Yoruba man. It's more important that I know that I'm a Nigerian, which is not as important as me knowing that I am an African, which is not as important as me knowing that I'm a human being. Right? That's how it goes. First of all, I be Yoruba man, this is my identity. But second of all, man, more than Yoruba, Nigeria unity. Mm-hmm. Which include Yoruba, so yes. Yoruba day inside, I'm like, okay, which one day bigger? Africa unity include Nigeria, which one include Africa humanity, right? It has to get to the point whereby we, because you know it, you now you are sitting right next to Nimbe, who beyond Yasuke's representation of a Benin warrior, Nimbe can give you Odu. That not just in the cartoon has value, it has value to any ear that listens and intends to go and find out about what they've heard about. They will find truth. Like the real image and representation. Because anime, now plenty Japanese language. You now can speak Japanese small because of anime.
Yeah,
but a lot of people, well, the same way on video itself, let people they speak Yoruba or Igbo, as even though not the wrong one, because if you look at anime, they are teaching their philosophy, but on video they show you say Igbo people, they always fight over land and they kill each other, they do blood money, whereas there's even no such thing as blood money, they're just human organ harvesting.
Word.
So it's image and representation, and it's funny that both of you know, I didn't plan this. I didn't plan it, but now looking at him as a babala wo gon. Eleyi lati university, ele mama sketch awon kan alawo ti o mo npa e.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then that's why I'm talking about spirituality, culture, tradition.
Yeah.
They're kind of like they coexist. We can't separate culture, tradition from spirituality. And when we're talking about image representation, you know, it has really, really limits our scope and our horizon, you understand, as people. Because everything has been given a definition, which I try as much as possible not to define certain things. There are certain esoteric phenomena that are beyond definition. You get. You can only.
I mean, it's
give
esoteric.
You can only give it your own definition. Others will give it theirs.
Their own definition. So subjective.
So, we're talking about spirituality, spiritual knowledge, and then spiritual growth. You get. But without adequate spiritual knowledge, there is no growth.
So, how can someone like a Dakwa, for example, gain spiritual knowledge to grow spiritually, which is honest, not? Okay. According to Subaya Maloche, the fancy Babalawo, no, my monk.
No,
yeah,
that is what that's what, because under spiritual knowledge, there's another. It's also very, very wide in within of itself. You get.
Yes.
So we are not talking about African spirituality now. We're coming back home. You get, because only Ili, Latin, Kesho, Rudi.
Yes, and from you understand. Before we come
you
out,
we like to generalize things a lot. For me, I believe, in order to buttress what you said earlier, I believe, okay, I'm human before I'm whatever else title, but we're only deceiving ourselves. I'm a Yoruba first. You understand?
Yes.
I'm a Yoruba first because I can only understand the worldview from starting from my own.
Your upbringing, at least, your ecosystem.
Yeah. So if we're talking about African spirituality, then we're bringing back home a little bit. Then I will have to talk about Yoruba spirituality. You understand? Because you have to know which area are you focusing on. If you really want to tell that story, you can't be telling the story of Igbo where you have not. I've never been to an Igbo land before, but I know that
you haven't.
No,
but
I know that they have their own spirituality as well.
Maybe I know you must ask that question. So it's Igbo.
No.
Okay, Igbo land. No, okay. Igbo land. They're not okay.
Yeah. So now, image representation of African spirituality generally.
Yes.
in the majority of the movies that we watch now,
mm-hmm.
you get, yeah. when they want to show a spiritual,
a traditional African spiritual thing.
Yeah, a custodian, yes. a custodian of an African spirituality's
yeah.
home.
Yeah.
The first thing you see two skulls.
Two skulls.
Yeah. One skull and two bones.
Oh, you see one skull and two bones. You understand? That is pure lack of spiritual knowledge.
Yes.
Because if you have the spiritual knowledge, you will understand that what has the symbol of pirates or bandits got to do with African spirituality?
You see this thing you said there? There's something that I want to confirm with you. Excuse me.
Even with the sketch of the guy that brings out the Benin warriors or whatever that fights for him in that Yasuke mm-hmm. Cartoon,
mm-hmm.
the guy on his wrist, you have small skulls and skulls.
now you see, one day
that's how they say.
One day I did watch. I was just scrolling through TV, and I saw one place where you know witches are gathered typically, and there's skull and two eggs. For some funny reason, my mind just said there's something familiar, something extra familiar about this skull and bones.
Mm-hmm.
I can't ask myself, see, what did this thing really, really be? Like, why do I feel like there's a familiarness to it?
Yeah, because right from while we are young, this is what we've been seeing in home videos.
But there's a different familiarity
miseducated.
Yes. This miseducation, and my mind itself was undoing or unlearning the miseducation. I didn't know until later. I find this out later about myself. So I'm asking myself, this skull and bones, there's something extra familiar about it. Not that I've been watching this since I was a kid. I was like, wait. Now this seems to be the sign of danger now. Now, guess what the argument advances in my head? I'm like, okay, so if that is the sign of danger, and if it is true that white people introduced us all to cameras,
uh-huh.
and that sign is on cameras, it must only mean that we've been misrepresented in our spirituality.
Exactly.
And this drags me back to a conversation that I had recently. After I was talking to Rotex, and he says his grandma, say she born 11 children and only 2 remain.
What?
She born 11 children and only 2 remain. I don't know how the 11 kids came to be, but sad the story is there are 11 kids and her 2 remain. And that at a point, they always said to her that, this one go become witch to save in Pekin Neo. Now, when he said that, it made me think deep differently. Like, you know what? If that's the case, then most mothers, as I know it, are willing to ugbaje.
To save their kids?
Your mama will do anything to save you.
Okay.
If not to join group.
Legit.
Go join group for you to leave.
However,
your mama will pay dues.
However, that's also lack of spiritual knowledge.
Yes,
because if we understand spirituality to that extent, you don't even need to join any cults, any spiritual, occultic, whatever, in order to protect your child. Because every child have their own destiny.
Before we go there, why I'm saying this is because whatever was going on in that woman's life, that all her children were dying, whatever she did without hurting somebody else, without ruining anybody else's life, whatever she did to stop the last 2 from dying, is it really a bad thing? So you see in my head, I'm like, see misrepresentation for your head. And I say, witch, whereas there's no such thing, to be honest with you, witch and wizard now bad mind and bad spirit and bad intention against you. That's it. So including, say, whether you did social media and person, they talk bad about you. Now, witch be that.
But the word, it's the same thing. I'll give another example.
Mm-hmm.
The word witch and wizard that we always say, what are these witches and wizards when we have Hogwarts school of witchcraft and wizardry, and you know, even including us, we're going to the cinemas, giving our monies to buy tickets to go and watch witches, you know, perform spells. And
which validates what I was saying to you, that so it must only mean that the skull and 2 bones was a plan or was a suggestion from somebody who already had the logo as that of Danger.
Okay.
Like, the originating foundation of such a concept would have been from somebody who used it to scare people away. Be Danger here. Africa didn't deal too much with electricity like that to have a danger sign.
Did you get?
Right. Even though I'm sure if we check again in history, maybe an African was out there fucking around and they found electricity. Like, before people came to claim it. Yeah. Right. But from what I know, not to claim anything further, me watching Witches Garden and the Skull and Bones, and I travel back in my head that what could be the origin of this Skull and Bones as a logo? Now, we get it that they've used it as a symbol and an image to represent witches in Africa or evil in Africa.
Not just witches in Africa, but African spirituality as a whole.
African spirituality, yes.
If that is what you use to represent the custodian of African spirituality, every home of any custodian of African spirituality, that is what you see at the entrance of their house, their home. So you have actually demolished the entire spiritual essence of Africans. And it's an agenda. It's an agenda that cut across so many different levels, but due to limited time, we won't be able to really to get justice to
Can I just give one more example? Okay, so they said, I have an issue with Bishop Ajayi Crowder. They said, I translate English Bible to Yoruba. Why the hell did he take a shoe? A shoe, which is Loki. There is no difference between Ishu and Anubis, the god of that sees, because in African spirituality, we believe that there is someone who will take you from, who will take your soul from the living to the dead, who will accompany you. Do you get?
Mm-hmm.
So Ishu was that
maybe
guy.
Maybe not someone.
Something, yes. So Ishu was that guy. Ishu wasn't necessarily an evil god, just like Loki. It was just a trickster god. Do you get? So my uncle carried one aspect of one character trait of that deity, which is tricking, do you get? And now put it as the devil in the Bible.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
A very quick one. That happened, it started in the 18th century, to be precise, 1842, when the first missionary came to Africa, Henry Townsend. You understand? It is an agenda, like I said.
Do you think his name is Townsend?
Yes, Henry Townsend.
Yes,
the foundation of that started in Abeokuta, when they were going from house to house on evangelical mission and all that, you get? And they got to a point where they were talking to people, you know, all this outdoor preaching and all that, like, you know, drop your idol worshiping, don't believe in idols, they have eyes, they can't see, they have ears, they can't hear, they have mouth, they can't speak and all that. And then the little girl just stood up and said, no, there's a particular deity in my own father's household that speaks, that hears, that sees, and that have sense of feelings and touch. Mm-hmm. And they're like, really? And then the missionaries said, okay, take us to that house. And they got there. On getting there, it was Osoyin. And as they were stepping in, the Osoyin was already greeting them. A Kabo, Bao New. The Osoyin was already mentioning the little girl's name. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, really? So on getting to the house, after hearing all that, so they saw that they might have several other icons and deities that represented in that home. And they're like, what is this? This is Ifa. And beside Ifa, there's something very small there. What is this? This is Ishu Ifa. Then they saw Ogun. What is this? This is Ogun. Beside it, there's something little. What is that? Ishu Ogun. What is that? This is Elbatala. Beside it, there's Ishu. So they noticed that every one of them have a representation of Ishu. So therefore, if we have to destroy these people's culture, their spirituality, we have to start with this Ishu, because it has a representation in every of their...
Bro, yes. And but that representation means...
And that was when they started. Yeah. And that was how they started. Listen, in African spirituality, there is nothing like evil God. We have energies. Yes. God is the creator of both bad and good. Listen, if this life light trips off now, we will understand the value of this light, as opposed to when we just have it on for 2, 3, 4, 5 years without having it trip off. Yes. You understand? If we start to feel heat now, that is when we'll understand the value and the essence of being cold. Without cry, you will understand the value of laughter.
Yes.
You understand? So it is a principle of duality.
The yin and the yang.
You get? You have to die before you can value life. Death is nothing bad to human being. You understand? You are going because this thing, this you are made, it's made of, you are made of carbon, and at a point you will begin to wear, you begin to wrinkle. You even pray for death. So how is death something bad? But if you know that you don't want, you don't want to fall in the cast and in the statistics of those that die young, there are certain spiritual processes that you have to do. Ritual, prayer is a spiritual ritual.
Eating well is a spiritual ritual.
So we have to understand that spiritual knowledge is very, very important. So on Reverend Ajayi Crowder,
this man is dropping some joints.
Reverend Ajayi Crowder had only come to play his own part of the agenda. You understand? To limit us, to dogmatize us, and to make us remain, just keep us moving in circle. It's as simple as that. You understand? Because when he was going to translate the English version of the Bible to Yoruba, you get, there is Paul. He named it, Paul was transliterated to Paul. Job was transliterated to Job is not a Yoruba word. You are still repeating the same thing. Yeah. You just intonize it.
Yes.
It's just intonized.
Yeah.
You get, Mary was Maria. It's still Mary. You only intonize it. Just like you have Akim, Akibu, or Akib, Akibu in Yoruba. You get. So now, Satan was already intonized into Satani. You understand? But so it is a deliberate act to make it, you know, to bring that Yoruba spiritual essence and phenomenon into it. In order to do what? To do justice to that agenda. And that is what we're having today. I have a there's a campaign against that anyways that is already ongoing since 2015. Issue is not Satan. You understand? And we've had a whole lot of people sign on to it. Even Prof. Olusoyinka had to make a video about issue is not Satan.
We've been having a conversation about issue is not Satan. Because me, I just begin to think I'm saying, but on the Majekeshu Shele, when Yoruba say Majekeshu Shele, they say it's when we are fighting. Or when you are about to fight, say, now devil won't happen be this. So, so the original understanding from the Yoruba perspective of issue is not hellfire or demon waiting for you. It is innately in man. That's why you have Ifa, then Ishufa. It is innately in man that everything you do that is perfection, because you are not God, there will be an imperfect side to it. And that side has been ascribed to issue. So there's also an appease to that.
And,
anyways.
I'm sorry, but this thing does it. It scratched me. I won't mention that.
Okay.
Because he's one of my best writers when it comes to like pop culture generally.
Yeah.
Neil Grayman. What's his name? I don't want to butcher his name. Neil, the guy who wrote Sandman. The guy who did American Gods, please.
I've seen American Gods.
If you have not
Gods,
seen American Gods as an African, please go and watch American Gods. Yes. It's going to open your mind. Do you get? Do you know what messed me up? As in, Odin was talking to Esteros. Esteros, we celebrate Easter, not knowing that it's actually gotten from the god of the equinox, spring. Do you get? And she was not angry. Then Odin was like, why are you angry? It was like, this guy took my shine. Guess who entered the room? Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ did not enter the room as only white Jesus. Spanish Jesus was there. Black Jesus was there. Italian Jesus was there. I was blown away because I know everybody has a representation of Jesus in his head.
Okay, so Catch Cruz, what he's been saying that I learned is, you see Loki. Like you've known Loki as a trickster god, and so you can equate such a concept in parts to issue.
You see, one thing I just want everybody to take home today is that anytime you want to ascribe anything bad, or you want to, you know, credit anything bad to issue, the first thing you look at is this. Anytime you work, everybody, we have what we do, right? We go to work, and at the end of the month, we get paid, you know. And once you receive your paycheck or you get the alert, credit alert, Why has it not ever for once happened to any one of us that we just take that money and give call Vector or call any of your friends or long time friends and said, okay, you just transfer the money to that person. And at the end of the day, later you just come back to your conscience and, oh, wow, Eshu Dishemi Motisendo. Yeah. So why has Eshu never done that to you? Why is it that it is when you want to do anything bad to somebody else that it is always Eshu? But it is not Eshu until you are caught.
Oh,
if you are never caught, it is not Eshu. But it is when you are caught, that is when it becomes the work of Eshu. But when you are enjoying it and having fun, it is not the work of Eshu. You want to go and sleep with somebody's wife, you are enjoying the process. Once you, if you get through with it,
got you,
you are good. But the moment you get caught, then people will not even begin to be, the people will be the one to, you know, it's not his fault, it's Eshu, it's the work of Eshu.
So in that case, Eshu is more of an excuse.
Yeah, it's an existence.
And it must be how whoever... I stopped trying to say they, because I want to believe that the level of understanding and knowledge that we should have as a people about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I like what is happening here because it then unifies everything. It unifies everything about image. I subscribe to the image of selflessness. Because I believe that I'm a Yoruba man. It's important to know, but then again, Bola Tinubu is a Yoruba man. There are a lot of Yoruba men. Like, you get what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I'm a Yoruba man.
Mm-hmm.
That's important to know.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are a lot of Yoruba men that seem to be shaping for the fact that I'm a Yoruba man if we judge by how both of us are represented.
Yes.
Right? But in there is where the Yoruba say philosophical understanding of mishaps equates to Eshu. Eshu that I realized for myself at a point was or is the moment you lose control of your sanity, but it's still also still your responsibility. Eshu in everybody is everybody's responsibility. Like it is the I didn't know Eshu Lofa. Shebu Aloche. Shebu, you did it.
Yeah, no.
So where is the Eshu that fad? Inside of you. So there's no Eshu that you're going to that is going to kill you.
Yeah.
You use your own hand to do yourself, which is the reason why you must then understand our own traditional religious practices and how to curb it the same way Christianity is telling you how to be good in the society.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply because you doing bad is Eshu happening, period. You doing bad. This you said, it happened to me. I just got back into Nigeria and I bought two sneakers. Identical.
Mm-hmm.
Like the same sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
Size 12, size 13.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes my shoe size is 13.
Mm-hmm.
I can manage. Mm. So I give the guy size 12. This guy wear the size 12. He rock the size 12 till he be like size 10.
Oh
when one day AO walked into the room, I was like, yo, Beck, you have so many sneakers. I was like, yeah, you can have this one.
Mm-hmm.
I probably just worn it once. And he says, Richard says you worn it once. You don't wear this in where now. I'm like, huh? As I raise the sneakers, I say thick mud, we don't dry. First of all, I'm like, huh? Even if my guy wear this shoe, the least you can do is wash it.
Yeah.
When you call and say, guy, what happened to this? I had an identical mm-hmm. pair of sneakers. Mm-hmm. This, I gave you one.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to Anna Devil?
What?
Issue.
Why? How?
But don't you understand? He thinks he's making an excuse, but for a man of wisdom, you know that Eshu is inside of you. So at the end of the day, it's still you acting.
Yes.
And that's what we need to get to, I feel, with image and representation. You have to represent it as, this is me acting. Like, it has to become, accept the devil that is in you. Accept the Eshu. Maybe that way you'll not be running away from the demons that are still evident. If you want to try, let's look at pastors that have been fucking recently.
The truth is,
anyway.
But then the demon, and it also in that case, sorry, the demon is not a bad thing. It's just you denying, you are trying to form for your humanity. As you act the humanity, you got to try explain. Wait till you're supposed to explain. But I get why prick they stand for woman. He gets why.
Biology.
It's biology, my G. So if you know, say you never reach the stage where you know go, you feel control your prick, accept with yourself and don't assume a position of false imagery and false representation.
You still believe in the ideology of demonizing things, or there's one energy and called demons
somewhere.
Another
thing is,
we are still far from the truth. We are still far from the final destination, which is growth.
Because you have to grow beyond to grow that. Beyond like this. You don't know demons. Oh yeah, show me demon. Explain demon. Define demon.
There are energies. Yes.
Once you know, say Popsy, anybody who knows me like personally, silly, knows that my Popsy is a pastor. Do you get?
Okay.
I've watched people look at my Popsy.
I see Baba Bomola Shosibori.
He's not supposed to sin. My Popsy is not supposed to make any mistake in his life.
I mean, he birthed the
pastor mistake.
I'm sorry, how? I just had to chip that in. Like. It must have been a mistake birthing you as a pastor because you're a free mind.
Dude, that was before, bro. That was pre.
Like I said, and I'll be very honest with this conversation, I like the fact that I didn't think that there was a correlation between a babalawo and a visual artist. However, if I think about it now, with Ilele now, in Unilag, he would just come by himself and go and sketch a shrine and come and be showing us, say...
But
but he then puts superheroes. So now,
but you've not mentioned it. What is the babalawo wearing?
No, you were doing it. I said you do shrine. Tell me the babalawo fashion.
What was the babalawo wearing?
Bro, you put beads. You put everything.
So, but what was the babalawo? What was babalawo now wearing?
It's Kembe now. It's Agbada Ashit now.
What is he wearing on his leg? Have you forgotten?
I can't remember all your details of your heart, my G.
He will be wearing Nike. You suppose no.
Not vest now. I was going to go. I advanced that from Unilag to. Now he did an Alaga Ibile of Reminisce. I know. Say if I send Remy that thing, he go like him. So you get what I'm saying? Like, this man knows about Sasuke and knows about all these samurais and animes of the world. But then he also knows that in applying that to our original reality, if Reminisce is Alaga Ibile and Ibile is by traditional ways, it's only appropriate that the next image of Reminisce you paint or you illustrate would be Reminisce in the true visual representation of Ibile. I didn't think... I was talking to Udwak in Unilag.
Okay.
And I was saying to Udwak that I feel like we should have like a comic series. This was when we were in 300 level. No, it was 200 level ending, because I remember like at 300 level I was writing a philosophical theory. I was writing on the wall of my room. I was typical Oyinbo films mathematician or professor science guy geek, right? But I was writing my philosophy of universality. I was talking to Udwak, and I was saying to Udwak that, man, imagine if we had like a series that was so fucking dope, that is global level, but the name of the bad guy is Gidacha, and maybe the swordsman is Musa from the north. Ironically, years after, Musa now becomes a big name in Super Eagles, but Musa from the north is a swordsman and Gidacha is a mix from, I'll give you time. You're a rapper.
Gidacha.
That's Babangida and Abacha.
This guy.
Yes, now, like, it had to be. I wanted to do that so much. Whereby I'm not judging Abacha or Babangida, none of that, but, like, so far, so good. The information we have. But it's about Musa.
Gidacha. Okay.
I know you are going to do it. I know you are going to sketch him tonight. And I really wish that I could show the world these things. Like how I'm sitting here. You don't think about the crow.
I quit.
Yes, now.
I quit recently. I was like, I'm not doing this anymore.
By the way, congratulations on quitting. It's not because I think that your life gets any easier. It's just because
I've never
had a 9-to-5 in my entire life.
It's crazy.
From the moment I was in church choir, I was singing. Primary school, I was singing. Secondary school, I was singing. University, I was singing. Bruh, they hired me for live band. I play live band. Every other week, then, I was making 20K. I was buying Adidas sneakers and shit. Like, I was just there. My life was giving meaning to myself, my image was being represented appropriately, even though I didn't plan it. So in my head, it's always been our reality was dope. Our reality was strong enough. It's enough. Our reality ordinarily is enough. Like between you and him, I expect a level of friendship that is going to influence a lot of background story. You know how we're watching Kenshi Himura and the Tokugawa era?
Yeah.
Like, let this man be able to tell you that, for example, Ori Ori Yo or Olajumoke Nlo is actually an Ifa song about a very, very funny lesson that Yoruba people have learned from singing that song.
And people didn't even know.
Bruh,
don't even
know the story. The lesson in that song is about not judging a book by its cover. So we must then marry image and representation appropriately. So that when you're out there talking to DC Comics, if you're talking about Shango, you better know that Oya is his guy, his babe.
Of course.
Like, so if you're representing anything, which then in turn, my daughter watches and sees Oya that is a Nigerian woman, that is black, that is hot. By the way, a lot of Nigerian women are hot, by the way.
Of course, yeah.
No.
Word.
No,
word.
This one is not word. I don't need your cosign. I know that a lot of Nigerian women are, bruh. So can we start to have those? Because the essence of our spirituality is invalidating our existence, yes?
Yeah.
It's invalidating our existence. And I appreciate you guys. Like, again, let me make this clear to the audience. It was not pre-intended to have a visual artist that is well-seasoned.
Yeah.
And when you're so young here, then a Babalawo that is well... Like, he doesn't understand. I deal with him on a level of reality that is... I'm interested in knowing... Because this man now, I'm sure when he wake up as a small, as a pekin, then they tell him about Okpele, Okpele, Kiniko, Kiniko, Odu, Odu, Kiniko, Kiniko. Okay, so in that total understanding, what is the image and representation of that? Is it just in the act or it's in who he is? Has that act written into his consciousness enough to influence and affect how he deals with society at large? And his father is a big man in the conversation. He's probably, I say probably because I've not done data analysis, but his father is probably the most famous Ifa priest in the world. One of the most famous Ifa priests in the world. I'm talking movements of power from Cuba to Brazil to Nigeria to way more other countries. And that must be the essence of what it means to be powerful and African, because I never seen Papa contest for office, Rich. Even though if you contest for office, don't worry yourself if nobody following. So you see where all this is leading to, the humility again of being an African, but then again, you must represent and show the real image. Let's not go into government and how things are messed up or how we want things to be better. However, it's in understanding who we truly are. And before, for example, what's that thing again? Missionaries. There was something happening in Africa before they came. And if everything is God's doing and God is infinitely good, how dare that be a bad thing that is happening?
You know,
I don't get it. So all the people who died before the good news came, where are they going?
Where the people that died before the good news came go?
Where are you going?
So back to the topic. Speaking of image and representation, you know,
yes.
People.
Oh, by the way, I would like to. You guys, please get to your mind. So let me take a last. We've had this conversation over time about how we feel our originality is important, but not originality based on culture and tradition, but spirituality, or culture and tradition's understanding of what it means to be spiritual. And it is the most provable one. Right. I'd like to take your last words on image and representation.
Man, you, especially Nigerians, you guys need... You know how you go take your car to this mechanic and you remove all the plugs and remove the oil that is there, that's dirty. Do you get? Yeah. Like, we need, as a country, do you get? We need an overhaul.
An overhaul.
An overhaul of what a lot of things you believe. If you think Shango is diabolic and Thor is cool, you are sleeping on a bicycle.
Shango versus Thor, who do you beat?
The Thor, the Shango.
Like, I don't know. I keep saying Shango as Sagat and Thor as just another guy.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Because they would pray, they would put their own gods and their own religion, package it very well with Hollywood and Tony Stark, and everything be looking fine. Meanwhile, you think your own is evil and diabolic.
Which is the same concept.
Come on, man.
So for me, I think it is one thing to learn, which is very good. Mm. And it's another thing to, you know, acknowledge the fact that in our process, in our growth process in life, we get to a point whereby we have to unlearn and relearn. Mm. Let's start unlearning and relearning, and to relearn majority of the things that we now understand that are not the way they are supposed to be. You get? And then another thing is, people have a right to their own opinion of you, and that their opinion of you will determine how they will represent you. And you also have a right not to challenge them directly, you understand, but psychologically and indirectly challenge them by how you choose to represent yourself. So I've decided to represent myself, not by what people are expecting to see a Babalawo in Agbada and all this neck place. It's culture and tradition. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I can still be, because you might be sharing a cup of drink with a Babalawo and you don't even know.
Exactly.
You understand? Even though you probably would not, knowing that this
especially
person is
if you
Babalawo,
can't tell what color of bead means what.
Exactly. You understand? So that's what I'm saying, because you know, being a Babalawo is a custodian of knowledge, esoteric knowledge and understanding of
as passed down from generation to generation.
So it's not just about being diabolical. Okay. So that's it. Thank you.
Can we do like a search engine named Ifa?
A search engine
named Ifa.
Both of you can do it.
Of course, sure. We can work on
that. In rounding this up, I mean, I'm grateful to whatever energy exists as autonomous over us all, whether in Ifa understanding, whether in Islamic understanding, or whether in Christianic understanding. Mm. In any other understanding, I'm grateful to the spirit that assembles everything and makes sense of everything. Mm-hmm. I feel like the image and representation of us all as individuals or men or man or whatever it is that you think is just in understanding clearly what the practices around us are. And maybe then we can fish out things. Like, for example, politically, this conversation we're having, you think it doesn't really affect any other thing else. But politically, if the practice is constantly a certain way, there is a high probability that the way it has always been is the way it will continuously be. Right? So you have to break away and ask certain questions. Like, ask yourself clearly, like, I don't understand. In the traditional religious understanding of things, are we worse than the denominational religious understanding of things
of modern religious understanding.
Like, I ask myself questions, what does it mean to be African? Is it because you are black? Because I'm sure there are black people that are not from Africa. What? Well, as of today. Right. So what then does it mean to be African? What is the image or what is the right representation of that? Like, I do not subscribe to people doing evil to people, but I understand clearly that in African understanding, a person doing evil towards somebody, whether in thought, whether in spirit, whether in act, is a witch. Not necessarily because there's one special power that they have against or over everybody else. And if you're representing your image appropriately, you'll understand clearly that this is your own traditional understanding of what the world is. And it may just be the right one to lead everybody to a more unified existence. Because the last thing I'll say to you here is, What exactly have you learned in the Quran or the Bible that you don't have adages for in traditional African understanding? What exactly have you learned in any religious book that there are not understandings for in Owe or Asha? Until then.
Deep.
Bless up.
I am Collide Prime, at Collide Prime. C-O-L-L-Y-D-E. Then Prime as in Optimus Prime on Instagram. Just even Google Collide Prime. Just Google Collide Prime. You'll be fine.
Yeah, my name's R. Olorunimbe Adeoye Popola. At on Instagram at Popo Speaks. The same on Twitter and Facebook, Popola Olorunimbe Adeoye. Thanks.